Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 1-2, a swing and a flare into right center field. That's going to drop for a hit. Polanco around third. He will score. Nelson, a second base, holds. It's an RBI single for Larnach, and the Twins take a 1-0 lead.
That's the rookie Trevor Larnach hitting cleanup. He went to Oregon State, so a little bit of a homecoming for him playing in Seattle. But the Twins, they lose this one 4-3 in Seattle. Mike Max, thanks for joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. What were your takeaways from that game last night? I did not stay up to watch the whole thing, but it seems like the bullpen again was problematic.
Well, they can't get it done. I mean, they got production from three rookies. Larnach, Kirilloff hit a home run. Celestino crashed into the wall, hit a home run. The big bats didn't do much. Donaldson and Cruz, your veterans there. And then, they had a nice 3-1 lead. Mejia had pitched well enough. He pitched out of some jams. He went bases loaded the first inning and got out of it with walked three guys and got a strikeout to get out of it. And then he turned over to the bullpen, as you mentioned. Robles couldn't get it done. Something's missing every game for this team. And last night it looked, if the bullpen could have just kept it in check, they could have cruised to a nice, nifty little win. Seattle's not a great hitting team, Sloan. They don't have, they got Kyle Seager who can get you a little bit. There's Bowers that they signed, Jake Bowers from Cleveland. They traded for him because they needed some depth in the outfield, and he was at one time seen as a pretty good player, or a prospect, I should say. Not that they've given up on him, but Mejia struck him out and made him look bad in a big at bat, and then he hits a home run to beat him in the eighth inning. So it's something different all the time. Buxton could come back anytime. Mejia, came back last night. Arise is back. Those are the things that give you a little hope, but there's always something, and they find different ways to lose games. And last night, it was pitching, but offensively they didn't take advantage of much either. They didn't. Sano struck out, left five guys on base in his first two at bats.
Oh,
five
wow.
guys on base. He's hitting .180 now. It doesn't work. At some point in time, you got to have that big at bat, and he's one of them that has to provide it. And none of those guys have been lately.
Yeah, for the Twins as a whole, I mean, the baseball season is long, but it's time if things are going to happen at this point. Switching over to the Vikings, Mike, Danielle Hunter reportedly agreeing to a restructured contract with the Vikings. We know that it ran through 2023. We know that he was obviously underpaid. But how important is it for the Vikings to get this done now, to not have this linger into minicamp and even to training camp?
Well, Rick Spielman is pretty good at that. If he knows he wants to give Hunter a restructured deal, then he's proactive about saying, let's do it now. There's no sense in making this drama or soap opera into training camp. Danielle Hunter had chosen not to come to the off-season workouts, which are voluntary. Mini camp today is mandatory, or you can get fined. And he had a strange situation because he didn't play last year. He had the herniated disc, and so you didn't, you want to make sure that his health was good, even though you believe in him as a player. So he's a huge impact player for that team. I was talking to a source out there yesterday about what a difference he makes. He's also got a great personality, calming, humble, doesn't seek the limelight, any of that stuff, not looking for a sack dance and all that stuff. So he's a really important piece. And then Sheldon Richardson they're going to bring back as well. They had him in 2018 as a defensive lineman. So Mike Zimmer has just loaded up on defensive linemen and cornerbacks, and he's going to take his chance that they're not going to have, if they have injury problems this year, Sloan, they're going to just keep throwing guys out there and veterans, because he has really gone to work on that. I doubt Jeff Gladney would be at minicamp today. His legal trouble. Or still in the infancy stages, and I think that they're approaching this as if they're not going to have him this year. He's got a domestic situation down in Dallas, and it's not going to be good, whatever the outcome is, and he needs to get his, you know, make sure his life's in order. So with that in mind, that they've gone out and got a number of cornerbacks as well.
All right, a lot of moving parts, especially on that Vikings defense. No surprise for Mike Zimmer wanting to improve from last year. Thanks so much, Mike Max, on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. We'll check in with you in about an hour.
You got it. Thanks, Sloan.
All right, coming up here on the WCCO Morning News, and an anniversary that will drive millennials crazy. I'm already excited thinking about what's coming up next in our next segment. Plus, a discussion on Juneteenth, which is coming up on Saturday. The celebration growing in popularity and recognition. That is coming up on the WCCO Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.